opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chris, what will you be serving at your second round party? We don't want to know about the first round. We're here for the scraps
afterwards. It's
going to be great. Yep.
Oh, God, it starts at 8 o'clock at night. I'm not serving anything. You kidding me? That's way too late for me to eat.
That's how he does it. That's how he's so skinny.
Now we know.
Our guy right there, look, baby.
Look, when you're on the road, you eat whenever you have an opportunity to.
And oh, we know. We
man,
know.
Sometimes it's really late at night, and it's terrible timing for any food consumption. But I'm off the road. I've been off the road for the last month and a half now at this point. So I'm back on normal people's schedule. It's really, really nice.
Oh, so you did
Good
you
to have you with us?
Did you drop any sympathy weight then? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, you know, somebody did say, I'm not going to say who, but somebody recently said, "Hey, you look like you've lost weight." And I said, "Well, thank you. I appreciate that."
Good for you. Thanks. All right. Did the Cavaliers lose any weight by trying to trade Darius Garland?
Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you for Kevin Durant. How close do you think that was, or can you just enjoy the fact that the Cavaliers might have been in the conversation?
I don't think it was necessarily that close because KD, from everything that I understand, was controlling the process. And, you know, he had a list of destinations that he wanted to go to, and you might be saying, well, how could he control the process? Well, I mean, he's basically a rental. So, you know, any team that was going to give up the kind of assets required to get somebody like KD, they wanted to believe that he was going to sign an extension with him, or they wanted to believe that he was going to want to be there. And I think the Cavs ran into a couple of different things. And look, if you're the Cavs, if you're a team in the NBA and KD is available, we're talking about a multiple-time champion. We're talking about one of the best scorers of all time, somebody who is still a top 10 player in the NBA. He's the kind of guy who still at this stage of his career can shift the landscape in whatever conference he goes to. All of a sudden, Houston's a different caliber team. All of a sudden, Houston's a different kind of threat with somebody like KD. So when that kind of guy is available in an offseason, you make a call and you figure out, okay, what do you have interest in? What kind of cost are we talking about here? How much willingness is there for us to come up with some kind of deal? And for a team like the Cavs, it makes sense for them to call because KD is the kind of player that you don't have on this roster. Exactly. So I don't blame the Cavs for taking a look at it, but I think they ran into a couple of problems. I mean, obviously Darius Garland was going to have to be the centerpiece of that deal. He makes $39 million. KD makes 54. Ultimately, you're $15 million short just there. Mm-hmm. So I think the Cavs, they would have had to shake up their roster in a more substantial way than what they wanted to. They probably would have had to bring in a third or fourth team to kind of give Phoenix the other assets that they would want in return. And KD didn't want to be here. So you had those kinds of things working against you. But for the Cavs, you call, you listen, you throw out some ideas with Phoenix, and you determine, hey, is this a fit? Is this not a fit? Okay, it's not a fit. No big deal.
Chris, the one thing about it that I thought was slightly curious, but nothing drastic, because I'm with you. Donovan, Kevin Durant, and Evan Mobley? Sign me up. You know, sign me up.
Yeah.
But does it... I wondered about the timeline. Darius is 25, KD's 37. I thought, boy, the Cavs are willing. And you know, if you're going to improve, you're going to trade somebody. But I thought, you're willing to go for it now. I guess I get that. You're giving up some draft choices in the years ahead. Donovan's under contract now. He's pushing 30. I get it. But I thought that aspect of it was slightly interesting.
Well, I think their clock has sped up here, guys. Their clock has sped up because of the luxury tax bill that they're going to have to cut, because of the fact that they're projected as a second apron team. And all of a sudden, when you become a second apron team, it really restricts the kind of team building moves that you can make. So you have to believe, in the team that you have, because the second apron makes it difficult to bring in guys from outside your organization. So you have to believe in the team that you have during that particular window. And I think the Cavs believe in this group to a point. And I think that's important. I think that's an important distinction. The dot, dot, dot to a point. Donovan Mitchell is ready to compete for championships. It takes a certain kind of mental toughness. It takes a certain kind of skill set. It takes your game to be at a mature enough level where when you start dealing with defenses like Indiana, like Oklahoma City, you have enough skills, you have enough counters, you have enough knowledge throughout the course of your career that you can combat those things, right? So he is ready to compete for a championship. And the Cavs know that, and they believe that. And I think there are legitimate questions about whether Darius is ready to compete for a championship, whether Jared Allen is ready to compete for a championship, whether Evan Mobley is at a point in his career with his development where he's ready to compete for a championship. Again, it's not just get out of the second round. It's compete for a championship. And that takes a completely different kind of conversation, and that takes a completely different kind of player. KD's ready to compete for a championship. He's been ready to compete for a championship basically for the last decade. And it just takes a different kind of guy, I think, to elevate your team when you're not exactly there. And KD would have done that, and it would have, obviously, I think because of the situation that they're in financially, their timeline is sped up a little bit. I don't think it's championship or bust necessarily, but they're getting really close to that point. And Darius and Evan and Jarrett, they all have to prove from a basketball maturity standpoint they're ready to compete for a championship.
Chris, let me throw this one at you. I'm curious because you brought up the second apron just now too. So Evan Mobley got $45 million for being the NBA Defensive Player of the Year. That goes against the cap. Is there any way that rule changes in the future? I can't see them helping the Cavaliers now in that situation. But I if a guy gets a bonus for winning an award, I shame on the team maybe for putting that in his contract. But
that's right.
Yeah, and so.
Look, at the end of the day, there is a negotiation involved here when it comes to contracts. And the Cavs, president of basketball Kobe Altman, and all of the guys in that front office, they have an opportunity to negotiate a contract and terms of a contract. And if they weren't comfortable with some aspect of Evan's contract, then they should have hesitated a little bit more. You know, there is no hard, fast rule that every good young player that's drafted in the top five just gets a rookie scale max contract loaded with all these different incentives. You know, you have a responsibility to figure out what you're willing to live with and what you're willing not to live with and what you're willing to put in a contract and what you're not. And the minute that the Cavs put Defensive Player of the Year in the contract for Evan Mobley and all these other incentives, that was an attainable thing for somebody like Evan.
Yeah.
He had already finished top three in Defensive Player of the Year at that point in time. So they had to know what they were getting themselves into. And I think they're okay with it. You know, I think they're happy for Evan. I think they're proud of the progress that he has made. But it certainly does complicate the math a little bit.
There's no way to renegotiate that and stretch that out over a number of years.
No.
Are you trying to refinance
your house or what?
No, I just think, as a fan, it sucks. I mean, I'm happy for him that he won the award, but now all of a sudden that's $45 million that you can't use to make a move, and now you're handcuffing yourself as an organization. You're right, shame on the team, but I think from a fan's perspective, you're like, How about just pay this guy $45 million once he decides, and you'll get a $45 million bonus for that after you retire. I wish that's the way it could be.
No Bobby Bonilla?
No, yeah, nice that'd job. Be great. Yeah. Can we give him like $100 a month for the rest of his life or something?
I think the truth is, as long as you have Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, and Darius Garland on this team, you're going to be a high-salary team, and you're going to be a top-heavy roster. That's what the Cavs signed up for. That's what the Cavs were willing to do. And the belief is they're fine with that, because if that's good enough to win a championship, then you feel fine about sure. the salary cap situation.
There's your goal.
It's not like you're Phoenix, right? And, mm-hmm. and you're just like a middling, maybe get to the play-in tournament type team that has one of the highest salaries of any team in the NBA. Like, that's a bad situation to be in. The Cavs, on the other hand, it's still a pretty good situation.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That they're in.
Chris Fedor joining us, plaindealercleveland.com, covers the Cavaliers. Here's one for you. Week ago yesterday, free agency begins. Teams are allowed to start talking. They can't sign, but they can talk. It's like legal tampering. With the Cavs' financial situation, Chris, realistically, what do they have available to them in free agency?
All they really have is, are they willing to commit the kind of salary to Ty Jerome and Sam Merrill that the market is probably going to dictate? And who out there is willing to take a veteran's minimum contract that can slide into this every night rotation? And we're not talking about starter quality guys, not on the veteran's minimum, probably not on the veteran's minimum, unless salary cap space really dries up quickly. We're talking about, can they fit into the 9-10 man rotation and be helpful when you're talking about competing for the number one seed in the Eastern Conference and home court advantage, and you're talking about trying to compete for a championship. So that's it. I mean, can they re-sign? Do they have the motivation to re-sign Ty Jerome and Sam Merrill at their particular price tag? And who out there makes sense for them on a veteran's minimum contract to try and boost this roster? From a free agency standpoint, that's all they can bring in outside this organization. Guys on the veteran's minimum. They do not have the taxpayer mid-level exception as it stands. They will not be projected to have the non-taxpayer mid-level exception. So we're talking about veterans minimum guys, unless they shed a whole bunch of salary before free agency really begins, and then the math changes.
Wow. Hmm. Doesn't sound promising, by the way.
No, it's not promising per se, but I don't think the Cavs are in a situation. Look, the status quo in the Eastern Conference has changed. I don't think we're any longer talking about the Cavs being far away from the top competitors in the Eastern Conference. Like, if this conversation was happening 2 weeks ago, we would say that the Cavs are not on the level of Indiana's level, and they've got to do something to pull themselves closer to Indiana. Right? But that's no longer the case. And it seems harsh to talk about, but it's the reality of the situation. The door opened more for the Cavs in the Eastern Conference because Tyrese Halliburton is going to miss the entire season. and Indiana is no longer the threat that it was. Tyrese Haliburton is one of the best, most impactful players in the entire NBA. He is one of the most important players to his team in the NBA. And without Indiana looming as a threat, and without Boston looming as the same kind of threat, the Cavs have more of a chance to keep the status quo and get closer to a championship, because some of those teams that were standing in their way are no longer the threat that they once were. Now, things could happen throughout the course of this offseason. Some team could land Giannis. Sure, that could happen. Free agency moves could change the equation as well. But the Cavs needed something outside of their control to happen for them to have a better chance to win a championship if they weren't going to improve their chances on their own. And that happened. The minute that Tyrese Haliburton went down, the Eastern Conference became more open, more of a possibility for the Cavs than it was previously.
Chris, all of that said, like we were looking at FanDuel this morning. The Cavs are the team to beat in the East, barely, sure, by the Knicks when it comes to odd. Do you believe the Cavaliers are the team to beat in the East next season?
Well, no, because they haven't proven it on a playoff stage the way that New York has. So that's where I stop short. But does it make sense that they're the listed favorite? Of course. They won 64 games in the regular season. They have three All-Stars on the roster. They have two All-NBA players. They've got the reigning Defensive Player of the Year. They might, at this point, have the best player in the Eastern Conference that is currently healthy in Donovan Mitchell, because there's no more Jason Tatum. There is, who knows what's going to happen with Giannis. We always have to throw that out there. And there is no Tyrese Haliburton for this coming season. So there are a lot of factors in play that I think make the Cavs a logical favorite in the East. But I'm not going to go there, because I need to see them do it when it matters most. I need to see them figure out the 16-game season in a way that they haven't yet, in a way that New York has. So I'm going to give New York more of the benefit of the doubt, despite the fact that, you know, they're still looking for a head coach at this point.
Chris Fedor joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. His coverage of the Cavaliers, always outstanding, and he'll have tons of it coming up this week as the Cavs have a couple of second-round draft picks. Look at the Cavs bench, Chris. Is it going to look anything like it looked last season, next season? And what do they do with Dean Wade, Isaac Okoro, Jalen Tyson?
I don't think it's going to have the same look. I think it's rare in today's NBA, with this new CBA, with the aprons in place, that a team comes back with the same team. Even Max Strus talked about it in his end-of-season wrap-up. He said part of the reason why this stung so much is because this group is just not going to be together. It's the reality of life in the NBA. And last year, the Cavs were coming off an Eastern Conference semifinals loss against Boston, and they were able to push the coach button. And they said, okay, we're going to change the coach. We're going to change the system. We're going to change the offense. We're going to bring in a new voice, somebody that is better as a tactician, somebody that probably has a voice that gets through to the guys in the locker room a little bit more at this stage. But they brought back 13 of 14 every night rotation players. That is rare in today's NBA. To see them do that two straight years, I can't see it. I think there's enough motivation on their end to make moves around the margins and solidify that bench with more guys that they believe in and more guys that they can trust when you get into a playoff environment. Look, Isaac Okoro made an impact during the regular season, and he played his role very, very well during the regular season. And you can say the same thing about Dean Wade, and you can say the same thing as you continue to go down that list, right? But again, when you get into the playoffs, how many guys in your rotation can you trust on a nightly or semi-nightly basis? And I think the Cavs are asking themselves that question, and I think the answer is a little bit lower than they would desire. So I do think there's motivation to move Dean Wade. I do think there's motivation to move Isaac Okoro. I do think there's motivation to fortify the bench with guys that can do it at a higher level with more consistency when you get into the playoffs.
All right, so Chris, I just want to make sure I get you on the record for this, just to make sure. The core four will or will not return when the season starts?
I think it depends on what other opportunities are out there. Because I think they're in a situation, guys, and I've talked about this from the very beginning of the offseason, and this is a nuanced conversation. It always is going to be a nuanced conversation. I think they like the core four. I think they believe in the core four. But if there's an opportunity that exists out there where they think they can significantly improve their chances of winning an NBA championship, they're going to consider it, and they're going to explore it. The question always comes down to how motivated is the other team on the other side to get a deal done, and are they going to put a package in place that is appealing enough to the Cavs to say yes? And I don't think there's a deal out there. Like KD, I think there was a package in place where the Cavs how can I say this? I think he's the kind of player that would have increased their title chances enough where if things broke the way that they needed them to break, that would have been something that they would have been more willing to say yes to. But I don't know that there are a lot of those deals out there, and I don't know that there are a lot of those caliber players out there that the Cavs would be willing to say yes to a deal involving either Jared Allen or Darius Garland. And look, I've talked about this before too. Orlando identified a player that they needed that was going to allow them to take the next step, that was going to be a great fit for them, that was going to increase their chances of winning the Eastern Conference. And they made an offer to the Memphis Grizzlies that Memphis basically could not say no to. They thought the package that was coming back to them was so good that they were willing to trade away Desmond Bane. If the Cavs get one of those kinds of offers, then I think they'd be willing to say yes to that, but it's up to whatever team is out there that has that level of interest in Jarrett, that has that level of interest in Darius, to put together that kind of package that will blow the Cavs away that they'd be willing to say yes to. And I just don't see that on the horizon right now.
Chris, as always, we appreciate your time, and we just ran out. Thank you. We appreciate you.
You got it, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Chris Fedor, make sure you read him every day, plaindealercleveland.com. And, of course, you'd love to hear him here on 92.3, the fan. We love having him on. We'll talk about what he had to say next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.